Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Graceful Grind podcast. I am Diana, and riding with me, we have Denise.
Good morning.
Thank you all for joining us. We got a lot to talk about today, so let's get started.
Yeah. How was your week, bud?
Oh, it was a week. We had, I did a couple of concerts. I didn't get to touch on the last time we talked. I did Jelly Roll.
Yes.
Attended that. That was dope. That was actually a really dope show. I did Jelly Roll and then, oh my gosh. Oh, I saw Future.
How was that?
I'm old. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Everybody in there was either very, very young or very, very old.
That's fair. I feel like that makes sense.
Oh my God. The experience though was great. It was similar to the Chris Brown concert. So yeah. We had, sweet seats,
fun.
You know, the food, the whole shebang. So that was dope.
Did he fly?
No, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't know what to expect. I don't know when's the last time I've even been to like a rap concert.
Yeah.
But I guess it was what it was. It was Future. I realized I also am not a huge, Future listener because a lot of the songs I had no idea about ever.
Oh, really?
Okay. So that was fun. But other than that, it was a great time. The experience in itself, you know, dope. Coming up though, for myself, I have, Theo Von in Portland on the 13th. Ooh. I'm really excited about that. And then we have our Mexican concert that Sunday.
Yes. The 15th.
Okay. Yep.
Yes. So, I'm very excited. I don't know what to expect.
I don't either.
But I'm excited.
But fuck it. We're in a rocket. But as far as like the actual week goes, more work than anything. It's been a really, really busy week with work.
Yeah. I feel like that's what I realized in thinking this week about how my week went is same as last week.
Yeah,
and the week before that. And the week before that. My life is pretty mundane. But, I mean, there's, you know, stuff happens in between. But, yeah, work, kids, activities.
Yeah.
Try to get some sleep in between.
Yeah, you do have a way, way fuller schedule than me, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are busy from sun up to sundown, for sure.
Yeah, because I do still have two that are pretty dependent still, where you have a teenager. So you get a little bit more.
Mm,
a little bit.
Yeah. use that loosely.
Yeah. I'm surprised about the Future concert. I would have thought that going to a Future concert would be one of those concerts where you're like, dang, I know a lot of these songs. I had not anticipated that.
No.
Because I feel like he's on everything.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. I'm just accustomed to hearing him featured on other songs.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know that I know other than like, and I might even be wrong, but Molly Percocet, that's his song? Or is that a song he's featured on? I couldn't tell you what's a Future song. I just, for a long time, I thought he was like a Metro Boomin. Like he did music. Yeah. He made music.
He wasn't necessary.
But then I realized he was that guy with that voice thing.
Yeah. And Metro, Metro Boomin was there. Oh, Little Baby actually came out.
Ooh.
He surprised us. So totally fan.
Did he surprise you?
Oh, yeah. I pulled a yikes.
Shut up.
He came out and I said, who is that? Yikes.
You're annoying.
So that part was cool. I fangirled a lot.
Nice.
When he came out for his one song, he basically flipped everyone off and then left.
Fun.
So that was cool.
That's how I like to do things.
Yeah.
I'm out.
He meant business. And I think if I'm going to keep it a buck, I'm pretty sure he performed his own song. That's how dope that experience was. So shout out to Little Baby. I know he's not going to listen and he don't give a fuck, but you did your thing for the one song that was yours. So moving the fuck on. So yeah, that was cool. The experience was great because we were able to walk, you know, right in and out. There was a couple of little, tussles down in the, poor people section. And, I was like, ugh.
The sweet life will really change you.
Oh, you know, especially when the guy came out with the big fucking tray of candy, you know?
When we were at the Chris Brown concert and he walked up to us with that just plate full of sweets. Smile I was like, sir, how did you know I needed a lollipop right now? It's like you read my mind. Because when his little ass swung right over my head, I absolutely needed a lollipop really quick. So thank you, sir, for this caramel apple delight.
Don't play with me because that's exactly what I pulled out.
Because they're fire.
They are fire, yeah. And they hit during a certain time of year, and this happens to be that time. So I smoked my ass off in there just for the sake of enjoying myself. So that's where that candy came in handy.
Yeah.
Candy came in handy.
You did that.
It was dandy. what else did I accomplish besides trying to stay out of jail? How about you? How did your week go?
Honestly, it was pretty boring. Okay. It was pretty boring this week. I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
The last couple of weeks prior felt a lot of hectic, so I didn't mind the boring this week.
Yes. It's always nice to have a break.
It was a short week because of the holiday. And then there was a little spice in there. The kids had some appointments, so I took a day off for that.
Dang, a whole day off?
Yeah, a whole day off to take kids to appointments.
Okay.
But I did that because I didn't want the stress of being in and out all day of work either. That didn't sound fun. So, yeah, it was honestly pretty boring. But yesterday, you know, kid had a football game and you and Dig came out and we got to have dinner last night with the kids. And so honestly, that was the highlight of my week. We had some laughs.
Yeah. We shared a belly full of laughs. And I think that's probably why I don't remember going home and laying down and passing out.
Do you remember what we laughed about?
Are you ready?
To announce our Halloween costume.
Those two little boneheads. We decided that we are going to be our children for Halloween. Denise is going to be Kevon and I'm going to be Diego.
And they did not find it amusing. Not even in the slightest. Kevon's whole face the whole time was serious. He just kept looking at Diego like, if you don't get yours, I'm going to get mine.
And we all know Diego knows better. So it's why his little ass sat right there and was like, just let them have their moment, brother.
He just kind of kept looking at me every few seconds like, rescue me, because he does that. Every once in a while, like Diego, like you'll say something wild and he'll look at me and just be like, save me. And that's exactly what he did. I looked at him like, sorry, brother, I'm part of this plot.
And in fact, I'm pretty sure you're the one who came up with the idea.
I did, because at that moment, you and I both did perfect impressions of them.
Oh, God, it was good.
And I didn't come up with it. It was fate. It happened. Their faces were like, oh, crap. That was us. It was. So, and I already know what we're going to wear, because often they wear matching outfits. So. And go places.
Yeah. So I'm going to reach out to Talisha, get my hair done, get it braided. And I'm going to get it braided right. That way my scalp don't look crazy. But
I'm going to go get me a Maui wig and
you're solid?
It's on and popping.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a good time. I'm going to get some marker or whatever. maybe not marker, but something to paint mustaches on our faces and whatnot. So it's going to be, it's going to be a good time. God, I'm already excited for Halloween.
Yeah. It's going to be wicked.
Yeah. Soup's wicked. Oh man. So that was a good time. What else did you enjoy about your weekend?
That was really it. Unfortunately, I didn't really have any highlights. Nothing really. I mean, it was pretty quiet. And I'm going to be honest, I could go for another round of that this week.
Okay.
Because, it's been hectic and it's been stressful. So this week was a little light and I needed that. So,
Perfect.
Shout out to An Easy Week.
Yeah,
you can. You don't get off. They don't come often, so I'll take it.
All right, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
What else? How about where?
So you had some things you wanted to get off your chest.
Yeah.
You mentioned that. So do you want to talk about that?
Work and traffic.
Yeah. You want to talk about that? Because mine, I have something I want to talk about, but mine's kind of heavy.
Okay. So we want to get a little bit of the giggles out first.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
let's do that because work and traffic. I'm about to read a couple people to filth. And I apologize in advance to my boss if she's going to listen. Not so much the coworkers I'm going to be discussing, but I'll keep it as as clean as possible here. I am part of a team at work where we kind of rove around, do the admin stuff, get properties together, you know, just I'm in property management. I guess I'll start there. Been doing that for a very long time. It's just a team of four of us. And I have just one coworker on this specific team that I just cannot for the life of me stand.
Okay.
I just can't.
Oh, no.
Like, her presence. Matter of fact, just her being drives me insane.
Okay.
Very much a know-it-all. And not to say that I don't have my quirks, because I'm definitely not perfect. But there's a time and a place for everything. And I just feel like this one particular coworker, she just can't. In the beginning, I felt like she just can't help herself.
Okay. Yeah.
But as time goes on and we have more meetings and interactions, I realize it is really just like it's a personality thing. It's her. And people like this just drive me crazy. It's the constant one up. It's the constant shady ass digs. Like I think this week it bothered me a lot because we had so much transition within our small little team. That, and then I did have some pretty tough properties on my plate because my schedule is obviously never the same as far as what properties I'm assisting, so on and so forth. But I think this week it just really bothered me because on top of that, I was driving a lot more than usual. Mm. And I hate that. Oh my gosh. The commute in itself. I could just stab people's eyes out while I'm driving on the freeway. Like, I wish my car had, like, knives.
Oh, no.
Or, like, you know, no. Like, something, like, on the sides of it. So I could just be like, whoa, I'm just driving, you know.
Like a transformer?
I don't know.
Not necessarily that transforms, but, like, maybe some gadgets on the outside.
Yeah, you know, okay. Like, I could be like, go, gadget, shink. Boom, one comes out, tire's flat, you've rolled over on the freeway, car's
I don't think that should happen. But
well, either way,
I understand. Traffic is very frustrating. Yeah. I used to commute a lot and I. Mm-mm.
Oh, my head is actually starting to get tight as we're talking about
yeah.
it. Yeah. I didn't realize it was going to be that dramatic for me. Why, as we started talking about it, I'm like, oh my God, all the memories are coming back.
Like, I have to be in that tomorrow.
And I do. Thank you for reminding me, but
sorry.
I do. I've got to be. But, oh, you know what? Fuck that. It's going to be a short week, Monday through Thursday. Friday, I am fucking out of here. I head to the Oban event.
Oh.
Yeah. So Monday through Thursday, fuck it.
Nice.
And they'll be lucky if I'm on time, and they're going to be lucky if I stay a full day. So.
If anyone that works with Diana heard this, she did not mean that. Please do not fire her.
Not until we take off, please.
I need her employed. She needs to be busy.
You are a fucking right about that because, oh my God. Okay, so anyways, just the coworker thing this week had drove me crazy. So we're in this meet. We all got together for a meeting, just us four managers, well, including our boss. And we're sitting around the table. We're trying to touch base on just all the transitions, just everything going on. And my boss hands us both a gift for our birthday. And I didn't know that the girl that I cannot stand is also Leo. So like that also pissed me clean the fuck off. And I was like, when's your birthday?
Please don't ask people that annoying.
I did.
That
because
was
it was fucking annoying to me that you had the fucking nerve to have a birthday this month. Bitch, okay. The same as me.
Okay. What's her birth? No, don't tell. Can you tell that? No,
I don't know.
That.
Because I don't know that I don't know that I even paid attention when she had said.
So it wasn't yours.
It was. Now I'm going to ask because now I need to fucking know. It cannot even be in the same week as mine.
I need
that to be very clear.
I hope it's very far away.
I hope for the sake of herself, she's the last day a Leo could be a Leo.
Okay.
And like by an hour. I'm dead ass. She drives me nuts. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyways, my boss hands us these gifts. And I'm like, I'm genuinely excited about the gift. I love fucking gifts. Who doesn't
love gifts?
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm like juiced. I open it and my girl gets me a fanny pack. I'm like, okay, sis knows me.
Yes.
Love it. And I'm gushing over this fanny pack. Why this old ass bitch look over and she goes, oh.
Is she old?
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of rude.
I don't
know. Anyway,
go ahead.
What did she say?
Oh, you're a Leo too. Girl. I looked over at her and I said,
but isn't it kind of ironic that you both have this same? Oh, never mind. Go ahead. Yep.
I looked over at her just like I looked at you just now. And for those who couldn't see, I scowled very, very. Is the biggest scowl you could ever scowl at someone. That's what I just fucking did. And I did that to her. And I rolled my eyes and I said, yes. And I went back to thinking about my fanny pack.
How long have you two worked together?
Long fucking enough.
Maybe it's not long enough because I have a feeling you two are going to be good friends. You guys seem like you guys are similar. You both have the same thought about the gift. You guys both have the same thought about the gift. It's wild. Like, oh my God.
No.
All you guys had to do was turn that frown upside down and make it be like, ooh, girl, you also a Leo. All you had to do was flip it and the whole situation would have changed.
No. No.
I think you should try. You guys are going to be friends. She's going to be a guest. I can feel it.
At your home?
No, on the pod.
What pod? The one that you're going to end up doing alone?
Be nice.
I don't want to. I thought this was a safe space.
We're still poor.
Ish.
Okay. Enough to still have to go to work.
Touche.
And well, I just don't see you wanting to look for more jobs.
I mean, the kind of jobs that I do want to look for, Eva, they ain't the kind of jobs we could talk about today. Or at least without having someone subscribe to the content we gonna talk about. Don't play with me. Shit. It was that kind of week. I've had it. I have just fucking had it. And then traffic, not even to, so just, let me catch my breath. Because traffic, what I will never, ever, ever understand is when traffic is not moving, why do people still feel the need to just inch their way in front of you while we're not fucking moving? Why?
I don't know.
Why? Why? Why?
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Excuse me, Chevy Cobalt. You don't see this big ass 4Runner right here? I'm not going nowhere because no one else is. Why do you think you're exempt from the fucking rule? Oh, and then by the way, what is the actual like rule merging onto the freeway? Like, as what's your obligation as the ongoing driver that's already on the freeway and someone's merging on the freeway? Do you A, speed up so they can get on the fucking freeway? Do you B, move over if you can so they can get on the fucking freeway? Do you do those things?
I think those are both.
So why do people go the same speed as you are trying to merge on to the freeway so that I can slam on my fucking brakes because you just want to be a dick and not let me in? Why? Why?
Maybe they want to greet you before they hop on. Like, oh, hey.
They can. Oh, they can. And I've been known to say hello a time or two, but I am fucking over it.
I bet.
And it's getting worse. I don't understand. It is getting worse. And you know what? It's actually not going to get any better. I should probably, in about a couple of weeks, I'll have another update on traffic. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to include my fucking traffic travels stories moving forward because I know I'm going to have plenty of them. The weather is about to be fucking shitty.
Yeah, it's coming.
Oh, so that's just going to, I mean, I.
Oh, deep breath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize I had that all in me about traffic.
I'm glad you got it out, though. I don't have to do that anymore as often because I, thankfully, get to work from home right now. But the few times I do have to, it gives me anxiety the night before just knowing I have to commute. So I can't even imagine having to do it 5 days a week again.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to complain about, you know, like having to get up, go to work, blah, 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 whatever. When I'm there, I enjoy genuinely being at work. Yeah. I realized I need a chauffeur because I'm not taking city transportation, disgusting. One, two, I'm not rich enough to do a black Uber XL every single day. And I like to indulge in my peace and privacy and whatever else I'd like to do when I'm alone. But yeah. I just...
Yeah.
That damned sucks. If you do and you're damned if you don't.
Well, I hope you get some good traffic this week, friend.
Oh, I appreciate that because... Yeah.
That sucks. I do feel for you every week because you usually tell me where you have to go and stuff. And I'm like, damn, that sucks. So I do feel for you.
Yeah. So I guess also this is a good time to tell everybody that I love that when I don't answer phone calls or texts right away, it's usually because I'm not trying to be mean to you because I've already had an interaction or two or three or four on the road. Jeez. So instead of taking it out on you guys, I just...
That's fair.
Yeah, I just try to move on. And then I completely forget about you guys, so...
And that's great self-awareness as well.
Yeah.
I love that.
50-50. But it's true, because I catch myself a lot coming unglued when... Or, like, on Friday, especially because traffic was a fucking whore on Friday morning, dude. I got into the office, and then, like, the property I'm helping at right now... the assistant there is green. When I mean green, like no knowledge in the industry. Yeah. I mean green. Like poor guy doesn't even have logins to take a look at anything. Yeah. So I come walking in the office and I mean, it's been a while since I've had my own team, my own site. So I haven't had to train anyone like, well, when I come in, you're going to need to give me at least 15 minutes to myself. Let me get settled, dialed, and whatever else, you know, we'll talk, you know, whatever. So I haven't had to tell anybody that. I've been a one-man band. And, oh, he made the mistake of basically clinging to me like a backpack when I walked into the office. Girl, when I tell you, I turned around and I thought... Yep, I'm going to get fired right now. Here it comes. No. And I was like, look, didn't you just see that I walked right in here? Like, I just walked right in here. I did. Good morning. Can we start there? Good morning. I have a question. Yeah, and I have one too. Why the fuck are you talking to me? That's my question. Can I ask one first? Or can I ask a question with a question? Can I answer a question with a question? That's where I was at this week, so.
I'm sorry, friend.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It's all right.
Well, I hope this week is great for you. Really.
Yeah, it will be. The temperatures will be cooler.
Yeah.
which is a plus because that office felt like Satan's asshole for the 2 hours that I was there.
There were a couple really hot ass days. Yeah.
Yeah. For and sure. I thought to myself, like, what is this about? And it's September. We should be in stormy weather by now. But yeah, that was that. Either way, I'll give you an update on that coworker situation, too, because I plan on telling her a couple things about herself.
I have a feeling she's going to be at your birthday party next year, and I'm going to meet her.
No, so. I don't think so.
Matter of fact, might have a joint. I forgot you guys are Leo twins. I love you. So... All right, I'm gonna move on. I'm gonna bring up my subject.
My blood literally started boiling again about that fucking lady having a birthday is the same month as me. Like, what a cow.
Think about like Leo best friend necklaces.
She is literally a cow.
Just drink your fluffy strawberry over there for a second and take a beat. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna touch on a topic. It's a little heavy.
Yeah. Let's talk.
We are not gonna get too deep into it, but I need to bring it up because it really got to me this week.
Uh-oh.
So I don't understand why it's so hard to protect women and to believe women and I don't understand it. I don't. I heard two horrible stories this week of violence against women. And it was just like, and obviously it's two stories of millions, right? Yeah. And we all know that. But it's just like, in both situations, it was like, if only one person said, actually, I'm going to protect this girl. I'm going to believe this girl. So much pain and suffering would have been prevented. Mm. And I just don't understand it because we know that this is such a common story and theme in violence against women. It's that so often you hear these stories and there is a moment or so many people that touch the story that you're like, why did not one person was like, this is not okay. So there was a story I read about this week where 51 men in France are on trial for raping a woman who was drugged by her husband, who advertised for people to come and rape her for a span of 9 years, I believe.
Okay, so a total of 51 men did this.
51 men are on trial.
Okay.
From reading the story, I have a feeling there's probably more.
Yeah.
But maybe they couldn't get enough evidence or whatever, because they got it based on, I mean, they had emails and text messages and photos that he had taken of her. It was just, and the whole time she was drugged and the whole time she had no idea. She found out because eventually a security guard caught the husband taking photos underneath women's dresses or something like that.
What?
And reported him, which spanned an investigation. And the investigation found the pictures of his wife being raped by all these men. And so many of the men that during interrogation said they thought that the consent was up to the husband.
They thought.
So as in the husband said it was okay, right. So it was on.
Okay.
Some said they thought she knew. It's just, and I'm like, and he was advertising this stuff. Like, he was out promoting this to get people to do it. And I'm like, not one person was like, actually, yes, I'm making an appointment and I'm showing up with the cops. Not once.
Yeah. When you
this
put
woman
it like
is
that.
In her 70s. Mm. It just breaks my heart because it's like, what? It's just, it's wild to me how little people think about women. And then there was another story that I heard where a woman was almost killed by, in her situation, I don't even know that he was full on her boyfriend, but a man she was seeing. He basically for 2 days tied her up and beat her senseless. I mean, like beat her to the point where she had brain damage.
Jesus.
Yes. For 3 days tied her up. And her friend found her. She came, you know, she somehow called a friend and got help somehow. But when you hear the whole story come out, bro was already in jail for doing this to his ex in another state. He basically held another girlfriend captive for over 18 days prior, and the police, they just let him out. And one of the girls, when she went and got out, after he held her for a couple of days, she went and got out, got help. While she was gone, he went and sliced his own face and told them that she did it.
What?
And they arrested her after she spent days being beaten. So you guys just put this man back on the street because, you know, F women. And then this other woman almost died. When none of that would have happened had you believed the first girl.
I definitely can agree with that.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I truly don't. And one of the reasons why it's not that I didn't want a daughter, but why I was so terrified of having a daughter is because I just feel like this world doesn't value women. Mm. And I know it's just the world is so dangerous to women. And I don't even think that everyone really fully understands what it's like to be a woman sometimes. Just to walk outside and often have to look over your shoulder.
Oh, you are going to make us talk. Yeah.
I just don't mean to want to really go that deep into it, but it was just like, I hear these stories all the time. Yeah. I also have been a victim of violence, you know, from a man. So, you know, it's obviously a personal subject to me, but just these two stories in this week that I heard, the thing that it was just that part that hit me so hard. It's like, again, so much pain could have been prevented had one person wanted to protect these girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why. Why does society immediately jump to not believe women? Like, I don't, what is that? Like, I don't, it breaks my heart. It just, man, I just.
Can I ask you a couple of personal questions if you don't mind?
Sure.
When it was happening to you, were you able to express that to anybody? Did anyone know?
Eventually.
Were you afraid of not being believed?
No. I was just humiliated.
Mm.
And yeah, it was that. And also there's a mind fuck that happens in there too. Mine wasn't, I wasn't worried that I wasn't going to be believed.
Mm-hmm.
There were times that I was not, I will say that.
But that was going to be my next question.
There were times that I were not.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
what'd that do to you?
It made me mistrust people in general. And it does make you feel like almost not necessarily that I deserve this, but I'm not worthy of better.
Wow.
Because I told this person I need help and this person didn't value that. Didn't even value enough to be like, okay, let's see. Let's see if this is real.
Yeah.
But first you jump to no. I don't know. It sucked. But I had enough people in my world that I was obviously able to get free and be okay. But yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I also have been victimized more than once and by more than one person. So I also tend to obviously instantly believe.
Yeah.
I'll believe you and I'll look at the facts and then let's find out that you're not telling the truth. I'd rather do that and make sure you're okay and be safe rather than jump to let's throw you into danger until I can find out whether you're telling the truth or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather make you say first. I don't know. It's just, it just broke my heart because those poor women had to go through so much and their lives are changed forever.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you like, you read these stories and then you're in the comments and people are like, how did she not know? Like she didn't wake up with bruising and stuff. Come on, people. Like, first of all, if she's being drugged, who knows what she's remembering and what not remembering? Who knows what things are happening to, you know, you don't, and in her interview, she was basically saying like, my husband's been amazing to me. He's never been unkind to me. He's never been dangerous to me. So why would she even think that that's a possibility of what's happening to her?
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, but again, why is that the question? Why are we not asking why the hell did he do it?
Why is that not
our first question? Why are we asking how did she not figure out that she was being victimized? Like, come on, people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Man, shout out to women.
For real.
Bro, people don't get it. I mean, women get it.
But it is definitely difficult being a woman. And I tried to explain this to a male friend of mine just honestly a couple weeks ago. It's hard. It is hard trying to gain respect. It is hard trying to be seen on the same caliber as, you know, men. And I've worked really, really hard to make a name for myself. Yeah. I've worked really hard to create the respect I've created. Oftentimes us women have to be so tough. We forget what it's like to be feminine. And then when we are, it's too much. You're being a bitch. You're being whiny. You're being this. It's like, when do we get the break? So what I sometimes want to ask him, I don't know that I've ever asked a man, what the hell does a perfect woman look like to you then? Since all you can do is put us down for everything. There's nothing. We have to be a mother full time, even at work, the phone calls don't stop. Even at work, the text messages don't stop. Everything we do on a daily basis. And I'm not saying that's not the same for men. I'm not saying any of those things. I'm just saying that we have to work a lot harder to even be seen in a different light.
Yeah.
So when the opportunity for some women comes to be soft and be like, we want to be able to do that and feel like we're safe doing that.
Yeah.
And when are we going to be?
I don't know.
That sucks. That does really suck. On Netflix, I think last weekend, there, I started watching, I think it's called
Worst Exes?
Yes.
That's where I heard the story.
Yes.
It's just wild.
Yeah, when you were talking about it, I was like, wait a second.
And I'm like, but like, why did we have to hear so many stories about the same man before we got to this one that was like, oh my God. Like now, because she almost died, we want to stop. Yep. The other tortures weren't bad enough.
Yeah.
It's just... Listen, I'd be so scared to let my girl out into this world. I mean, I know I have to, and I will, and I will encourage it, but I just want to keep her in my pocket. Keep her safe forever, because, man.
I hear you on that. I wouldn't know what to do if I was the mother of a little girl.
Shout out for God giving her some goons, though, as brothers, because run up on her if you want to.
Try it. Oh, I walked into the restaurant last night and Dig was standing outside of the woman's bathroom door. Yes. I ain't never seen nobody stand so close to the woman's bathroom. And he didn't give not one fuck.
No.
I said, Lucy must be in there. Yeah. And he said, she is.
Yeah. No. And that's probably why she's the way she is.
Oh, absolutely.
Because she has zero fear.
I didn't have that as a little girl. I'll tell you that right now.
I did. I had my brother, and so I get it, because look at me sideways. And Liam was coming. So, yeah, no, I get it. So, you know, I know she's, you know, she's got me praying over her, and she's got her brothers ready to, you know, take heads if needs be.
Absolutely.
So, you know, yeah. So, you know, shout out to women. Continue to be strong, and, you know, we love you. I just wanted to touch on that. So,
and I appreciate that you took us here after I just went on ranting about that cow, and I'm like, and I'll kick her ass, you bass.
Yeah, but bitches are bitches. That happens. I'm like, come on. But I mean, that don't mean that, you know, we still love women, but you know.
Right. Not, I wouldn't watch her get mugged or anything. Well, I might. And then,
I knew
like,
you were
afterward.
Going to run that back. I knew it. The second it came out your mouth, I knew it was getting run back.
Holy. I'm fooling. I couldn't. Ugh. I remember one time.
She may be the mugger.
I know.
I'm kidding.
No.
She doesn't mug. She got too much money for that.
No, I have to stay out of trouble, my attorney said. At least until 2026, December of 2026, and then I'm good to go.
I'm glad we got a countdown for you to go back into the streets in the MNS.
No, I'm staying. I have to stay out of trouble, guys. Yes. I've got a lot. I'm in my 40s now. We talked about this already. It's a different time. It's.
You don't want your knees cracking in jail. That's for sure.
Because they are cracking plenty outside, and they don't even got the kind of food I like in jail. Girl, the mattresses were terrible in that bitch. So much. I honestly, that experience going to jail, what I will say is that if I was interested, if I didn't have the life that I have, jail probably would have been aight. I'm going to let that sit with you.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, I was on the outside while you were on the inside, and I was going through it. So I know that me being on the inside ain't where it's at. So, no, I was stressed enough for you on the outside. Yeah. I know P was probably like, get off my line because she's trying to get on it. So I'm going to need you to stop trying to ask me if she's okay.
Listen, and I was calling every hour on the hour. What did the attorney say? Where is the bail?
And I'm like, do we need to go knock on the windows and just be like, can you see us? Can I just go touch her hand against the window? I just need to know she's all right.
Shout out to everybody. Talk about being a woman, man, and having to have to go through things that you don't necessarily foresee in your future, like jail and shit. But shout out to the crew of women that I got in my motherfucking corner. Because when I tell you, each one of the ladies that I truly love bossed up like it was their only motherfucking job. I had one screaming, free me till you see me. She answered that collect call. Talisha, I
shout
love
out
you. Because let me tell you, I don't even think the phone rang and that have I answered it. What you need me to do, sis? When I tell you, I have real life goons in my corner. God put them in my place because I can tell you that the women I had in my world in the past, y'all were sleeping on my couch. That's for another episode anyway. I said I was going to get down today. I'm real about it. But no, shout out to the women in my corner because each one of you bossed up. I got real bosses in my corner, and that's why I do what I do for the ladies that I love tremendously. Everybody pulled their weight, made sure Dig was good.
Yeah.
I cannot be more thankful for. So
yeah, that was a time.
So men. I hope
do better.
Do better, and I hope you got men in your corner that do the same for me and not want to fuck your baby mom.
And mind you, I love men because I got some motherfucking good ones in my life.
Absolutely.
I'm not dogging men, but come on.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying I'm going to need people to do better. When a girl says, hey, some bullshit's going on, I'm going to need somebody to just perk up and listen. That's all I'm saying.
What I will say is I do have men
yes.
in my life that I can call in the moment they hear the duress of my voice. It's a wrap.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The men thing. I'm going to always have that respect, love, loyalty from a handful of men. So I'm good with that. But for me, it's more the woman thing. I didn't grow up with the sister sibling bond kind of, you know, close and things. I have a sister, but we weren't that close. Age difference, obviously, and just different likes. a lot of things. So I didn't have, you know, an older sister to look out for me. Everything I learned on my own. I didn't have, you know, that, again, a close relationship with my younger sister like that, to where it was a little sister and me thing, places, you know. So the women relationship is super important to me. Very, very important to me. So the women that I do have in my world, I try to nurture and love those relationships to the best of my ability, so that it's never a question.
You do a good job at that, though.
I try. You do. I really do.
You're very good. You're very good about showing your love.
I try.
And checking in.
I do. I definitely try, because you guys, the girls that I do have in my corner, you guys mean a lot to me. So that and just like any other relationship, it's important that you nurture them just the same way we would let our kids know. And not to compare those relationships, but I care and love about my son. So I care, you know.
Yeah.
I check in. So, but that's what that is. That's why the women, that's why women and friendship for me, it's super heavy. And it's, I've been, you know, had all the friends, and, you know, I've had
adult friendships are really important.
Yeah. The good ones.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely.
No, solid ones.
Oh,
you need people in your corner that you know that you can break down with, people that you know that you can be like, even with me, like, I mean, I use you often.
Yeah.
You That's offer this, for me to use you often to have help with my kids. And
Sisterhood.
Honestly, if I didn't have people around me that helped me with my kids, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do all that I have to do. So, yeah, you're a good friend.
I appreciate
Shout out
that.
To you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And you are as well, because, you know, I tell you all the time, you're my sounding board. You know, you have the rhyme to the reason sometimes. Sometimes I don't like it, but I hear it. You know,
you.
And all these relationships are valuable to me.
Yeah.
Very, very valuable to me.
And you
me.
Have to pour into all your relationships, not just the, you know.
Absolutely. I'm learning that for sure. That's another thing that we'll eventually talk about, but pouring into.
Yeah.
To people, what, you know, whether that's worth it or not, because fuck, you can pour and pour and pour and pour and pour. Pour. No more. Yeah.
All right. We're gonna get out of this deep conversation.
Yeah.
We're gonna give you guys a break. But yeah, shout out to women, shout out to men, yeah. And shout out to Diana. There we go.
Okay. And a little bit to Denise.
Why yeah. Not? We'll sprinkle me in there.
Yeah, a little bit of you. But just before we do hop into the next subject, I do want to just briefly touch on this being our very first real episode. This is going to be...
Pew, 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 pew. Pew.
Yes, there was... that was guns, in case no one knew what those were. Those were gunshots. The last release was just to give you guys a little taste. So I appreciate everybody hanging in there while we work out the quirks and kinks and just enjoying this fucking ride with us, because, man, it is going to be a ride.
Wicked.
Just to also, no one's going to be able to see it, but just... as a I love you, and here's our first, and welcome to the season. I got Denise a little gift.
Oh, yes. I'm glad you brought it up, because I was going to forget.
And again, nothing big, just to, you know, commemorate the day and the football season.
All right.
Ahead.
I have a... I'm so excited. I love gifts. I don't get them often, so I get very excited. Thank you so much.
Just to kind of lounge around.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I was just, okay, everyone, you obviously can't see it, but it is a new Indianapolis Colts shirt. I was just telling Major that I needed to get myself something, because I always get something for everyone else. And so I have like a couple of pieces, but I don't have a lot, and I need more. So thank you so much.
Yes.
This is very sweet. I love
it. Yes,
and I'm going to
welcome.
Wear it today once I get out of this onesie.
I figured you would. So it was perfect timing to give it to you on Sunday for you to watch your team. Do they play today?
They do. We play the Texans.
Oh, we're going to get into football. So hang tight.
Yeah, that's where we're at. Yeah,
okay.
So we're going to play the Texans.
Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to jump in.
Let's talk about it.
We are going to play the Texans, but I do want to hop really quick, only because this happened during this. And obviously, this is not a news show, so this isn't breaking news, because by the time y'all hear this, you already know. But Tyreek Hill was just detained by the police.
What?
Yes. I know, I text Major like, dude, fantasy, check Tyreek Hill.
I didn't draft him.
Well, I definitely did. I'm in 100 leagues, so I probably have one of every player at this point. So yeah, I don't have the full story yet because I just kind of like got my little, you know, ESPN notification.
Yes, but, I see it now.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what happened. It sounds like he was handcuffed and put to the ground, I read. But I don't know if that means he's not playing. I don't know if that means he's being arrested. I don't know if he's okay. And it said traffic violation, but that seems
a little intense for that. Yeah,
exactly. So I did want to say that. I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
I see
so
it now.
I don't know more news about that, but yeah, that just happened. So yeah, I'm gonna have to check my fantasy.
Okay. Okay.
At some point, once we get done.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And then also breaking news from ESPN, which is 30 minutes ago, so everyone already knows, Dak Prescott becomes highest paid player in NFL history with 4-year, $240 million contract extension.
That sounds well deserved, sure.
How about the
shout out to JJ? Get him, Jerry.
Get him. Fuck you. Because you called me Jerry last week. That has me hot still.
Okay. I'm just going to go through a couple of like little news things before we jump into fantasy.
Yes, please.
And then, yeah. So I just want to. And then also last night.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
I'm still Dak Prescott. Not $240 million to. Fucking say shitty.
You better stop. The Cowboys fans are going to come and get you.
Come get me. Come. I come.
You know they're delusional as fuck.
Oh, girl.
Every year they're winning the Super Bowl.
Every year. And every year they've made the Super Bowl, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dak's come out to get in there with that 240. God damn. Why couldn't I get talent?
Girl. Apparently, he is the only player on the football team. Him and Jerry Jones will be suiting up today. I'm sure they play
today. No, he's going to be tossing that ball over to Zeke. No, he better be throwing that bitch to fucking CeeDee Lamb is what the fuck he better do.
Oh, because I need him.
Yes, me too. Multiple times. So I'm going to need him to do his thing.
Okay.
But
what
yeah.
else?
Okay. Before we hop into football, but did you see last night? Did I show you last night when we were at dinner? I don't know. Last night's dinner was a blur. I was exhausted and I had a really bad headache.
Agreed.
But Angel Reese.
I saw that and I wanted to talk to you about that today because I said if anybody knows what happened to my girl is going to know.
Angel Reese, wrist injury, mm-hmm. out for the season. Mm-hmm. My heart broke for my girl because, man, shout out to Angel Reese for putting it on this year.
Yeah.
A fucking dog from head to motherfucking toe. And I know she is going to come back with a vengeance. I'm not worried. She is going to be a dog in the W for a long time. However, my girl balled the fuck out this season. And yeah. It breaks my heart when injuries take out players. And because I can't, that has to be a tough mental, hit. So praying for her to heal both mentally and physically, Speedy. And yeah, can't wait to see what she does. But man, what a loss. So yeah, all you CC fans, I'm sure you're here. You go.
Oh,
there goes that. Now we can stop talking about Angel.
Oh,
but I love my girl. Shout out to Angel Reese.
Yeah, shout out to Angel Reese. Speedy recovery, because I read that yesterday. It didn't give too much, obviously, yesterday as to what had happened to her. So I kind of was curious as to what it could have been. But yeah, that's devastating,
yeah,
to say the least. I know she is mentally just going through it. I can't imagine. Mm.
And just so people know, Angel Reese brought my daughter to the W. Mm. That's who.
Mm.
Because Lucy, man, she loves her some Angel Reese.
Yes.
Man, when we got to go see her play against the Storm, that was definitely a core memory for them. So, man, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, you know, on to bigger and better things. You want to touch on fantasy or do you want to touch on the NFL? Which do you want to jump to first?
Let's just stick with the NFL so okay. we can kind of just talk about things people may know.
Okay. KC Baltimore. Did you watch the game?
I did. I did. That was a game.
Yes.
A game.
What a way to kick off the season, huh?
Let's talk about how Baltimore was completely rattled from the beginning to the end of that game. When I say Kansas City was in each one of their heads.
Listen, you. Yeah, shout out to Darlene from Roseanne and Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Darlene from Roseanne.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday on the internet. Patrick Mahomes looking like Darlene, and I can't
stop it.
Get it out of my head. He does look like her. So, you know, shout out to them. But so I definitely wanted Baltimore to win.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I wanted Baltimore to win.
Yeah.
It just, not one. I don't know if anyone noticed. I don't think there was one penalty called on Kansas City at all the entire game until the end,
yeah.
And which was offset by Baltimore's penalty. So I don't remember there being any penalties called on Kansas City, but
yeah, I didn't get to see the whole game. I was at football practice. So I got to in and out, but I got to see the last quarter. We got to see all in totality.
What a game.
Yeah, it was
man.
A good game.
What a game. That was a good game. We'll get there.
And shout out to King Henry.
Yeah. Xavier Worthy, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got me all
Bald.
My points.
Bald.
Balled out. Like
he did
a good...
for me, too, right on my bench. He's sitting there doing the cha-cha slide on the bench right there. Yep.
Anyways.
Yep, that's where he's got my points.
Oh, and then Justin Fields.
Yeah, I saw that.
What happened? He MCL. Out for 6 weeks, I think it said.
Justin Fields?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. I saw Russell Wilson was out.
Oh, or Jordan Love. I'm sorry. Jordan Love.
Yeah. No, Justin Fields is starting because Russell Wilson is out.
What happened to Russell Wilson?
Calf. I don't know, but I know something about his calf. I don't know exactly what happened. But yes, Jordan Love.
Jordan Love was
Yeah, that was
taken
where I was going to go
field.
Next.
Yes,
No. Green Bay Eagles. What did you think about that game? Did you watch it?
I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Oh, that's right. You were
at
the concert. You were getting
all
your
the
life.
Old people.
You're doing Molly
people.
And Percocet.
You know what? I wish I would have done some Molly or Percocet for that night because I might have remembered some of those. And maybe
we don't do illegal drugs. We absolutely do not. She's just joking, guys.
Getting back to football.
She's kidding, guys. She's a kidder. Crazy girl.
She's a fucking silly goose. Okay. Jordan Love. He was not carted off the field.
Last 6 seconds of the game.
What? So, I did read it was the MCL 6 weeks.
So he's out? Or no, you said 6 weeks. Okay.
6 weeks is when they're looking
Damn.
To see him come back, which is wicked.
Man, you hate to see it.
I do hate to see it.
Because they did sure just give him that nice, big, juicy contract, too.
Hello. Good. It seems like the moment these players are starting to sign these, all of a sudden.
Well, it just, I feel so bad for him. Because he did good.
He did. Oh, yeah.
Hopefully he heals really quickly and he can come back in 6 weeks and be back. I mean, I don't want Green Bay to win, obviously. I don't care. But I hate to see people injured.
I don't like seeing it at all. See, he's young.
Mm-hmm. And
still
shout
so
out to 15 black starting quarterbacks week one.
Did you see that?
Me and Major both, we were sitting there and Major was like, Mom, we got black starting quarterbacks both on Thursday and Friday.
I didn't think that there was going to be anybody else who appreciated that.
Oh,
the
yes.
The way I did.
Of course. No. Yeah. Shout out.
Girl, all the hairs on every orifice of my body stood up.
Yes.
I said, hello, salute black men.
Yes.
And let's rock it the fuck out.
Yes.
So we had, and what else? Oh, my Niners play on Monday. My Niners happen to be Monday Night Football.
Yes, yes.
We are on
and that
the
should be a really
stage.
Good game.
Yes, A-Rod comes back.
I think so. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
He is the starting quarterback.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
That evening is going to be soup. super emotional for me as a Niners.
So that should be a good game.
Yes. As a Niners fan, well, I'll get into that here in just a sec. But as a Niners fan, Frank Gore will be honored that evening, which is huge. I'm actually starting to tear up now thinking about it.
I love me some Frank Gore. Shout out to Frank Gore.
Absolutely. Man's a dog. One of my favorite players in the NFL, not just because he was a Niner, but just genuine dog. Yeah. So he'll be honored during the Jets game, and I cannot wait. And I am still so heartbroken. We never got him his ring. But man, I love that man. So that's going to be exciting to watch. Hopefully we get to see it on TV, and if not, some clips arrive for that. That'd be great.
He was also a Colt, so yeah, you know. Shout out to Frank Gore. I love him too.
I know. Yeah, I didn't want.
So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I didn't want to give him his flowers about being on the Colts, but you're right. He was there. We'll give him that. And then CMC is questionable for Friday night or Monday night, along with Huff.
I was going to ask you, what's going on with CMC? Like, what? Okay, I know you're pissed because he's on your team, but I'm pissed because he's on my fantasy in multiple leagues. What are we doing? Do I start him? Like, is he really hurt? Or what's going on? Like,
He'll be all right by the next game.
So you think he's not going to play Monday?
I don't think so, no. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I don't see it happening. Which is okay. I'd rather him take his time now. It's the beginning of the season because I need him to for real ball out, and not for the sake of fantasy, for the sake of my fucking team getting to the Super Bowl again and actually taking it all, because that is what the Niners are going to do. Mark my fucking words. Okay.
I definitely thought that last year. That was definitely my prediction at the beginning of last year. I thought the Niners were going to take it for sure.
We are. And this is, I can't express it enough. And if it's us in Kansas City back at that bitch again, then so be it. I don't mind. But, We're taking it all this year, just like me in fantasy.
There you go.
What other news in the NFL? Oh, Tom Brady. Because he's going to be a broadcaster.
Okay.
Is his debut this evening for Sunday Night Football, or was it Friday night? I thought it was.
I'm going to be honest. I do not know.
Why would you not know when the GOAT is going to be broadcasting? Why would you not know something like that?
I'm going to be honest. NFL only news. Sports broadcast that I watch, like actually during like game time broadcast, is inside the NBA. I wouldn't know who's speaking because I don't really
watch football. Cool.
I watch football, but I don't watch like whoever does the broadcasting. I don't watch the half times and stuff. So only ones I watch is inside the NBA, which obviously I won't be doing for too much longer. So yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. Wicked. What else? I think that was it that I wanted to talk about as far as NFL. And then maybe go into some predictions because
sure.
I've got some.
You got some?
Yes, I do. We've got Sunday's games lined up today. And this is all being recorded prior to
I know, because it is
Sunday's games.
Very early. Very early.
We are we're doing it for you people. Let me see here.
Well, I'll go into, while you look for the weekly predictions, I'll go ahead and jump into fantasy. Just to give everybody some updates. We've been kind of just talking about our fantasy, I figure we would keep you guys apprised each week. How did you feel about fantasy this week? Did you enjoy? Well, so far, obviously, we still have Sunday, most of Sunday. We have all of Sunday games, right?
It's, all of them. Yep.
Yep. They don't start till for another hour.
So we
still have a lot of games to go, but we were blessed this year with two season openers, I guess, kind of. So we did get to have two games. How did you feel? Did you enjoy it? Was it stressful for you? Did you think it was fun? Or did you think like, oh, this is kind of too much?
Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah. It can be confusing at first.
I'm enjoying it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm enjoying pushing all the buttons and looking through, reading, doing my numbers. And I told you that I needed to figure it out.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm having fun with it.
Yeah, it takes a minute, but you'll get it.
Yeah. And I have the kind of time on my hands when I, you know, the downtime that I do have, I dump myself into the football stuff anyway.
Okay, cool.
So I'm quick to log into my ESPN when I have it, and not, you know, right now it's football season.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting for football season for how long? So I'm going to indulge in football. That is my guilty pleasure. So,
okay. I was going to ask you because we obviously aren't, it's not been a lot, but you've had two games. Do you feel like it makes the season more enjoyable?
Yeah.
Right? Because it makes you more invested in other teams that you wouldn't really give a shit about.
Well, to be fair.
To an extent.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of rooting for player, right? You're rooting for certain players. So it makes you, I don't know. It makes me enjoy games for teams that I wouldn't normally actually want to sit down and watch.
Speaking of, I just got a roster alert. I'm still missing a kicker.
Oh, yeah. You should have one of those that plays this week. Yeah.
I'll wing that.
But I'm
giving this a good old college try.
I can help you before 10 o'clock, before games start. So don't you fret, my pet. I got you.
So, yes, it's enjoyable because, like I said, I'm opening the app and every chance I get, I'm messing around, reading, I'm doing all those things. So I'm genuinely enjoying all of it.
Oh, good.
All of it. Yeah. Good. Football is my thing. I love it. I am so honestly excited to wrap up today so that we can get home.
Yeah.
Today will be like the official welcome football season. Going to get down in the kitchen, have the home smelling good. And I'm going to kick my feet up today, not worry about driving or pleasing anyone today. I'm going to lay on that couch. And I'm going to watch football as loud as I fucking can in my living room.
And enjoy it.
And I'm going to enjoy it. And if I decide not to wash my bum till tomorrow morning, then...
No one would have known.
Mud Mermaid
Except for you
princess.
Just told everyone. But
here I come.
Otherwise, it would have been a secret. Yeah, totally.
I don't give a fuck.
I know. You shouldn't.
Hell no. I'm at home. Smelly in my own home. Comfortable. Yes. Thank you.
I'm glad. So your nephew was up at 7 a.m.
Which one? Let me guess.
The football one.
Okay.
He woke up at 7 a.m. to check fantasy so I could remind him that there were 3 more hours before game time. And he has checked his phone every 3 minutes since the draft that I feel like he's okay.
Okay.
This is majors time of year.
Yes.
He is locked in.
Yes.
He is locked into his own football. He is locked into the NFL and he is locked into fantasy.
That's my
he
dog.
He has
man.
Been.
That's my dog.
He has been all in, and man, he's been helping his grandma. His grandma just joined a gambling ring at work for the season that she asked him. She asked him to join and help her. So he's in there. He said,
it.
"Mom, me and Omar, we're gambling.
Yeah.
We're gonna win some money."
Yeah.
So So he's gonna make some picks for her and probably win her some loot. So,
hell yeah. Yeah, that is my guy.
Shout out to football season, man. It's fun. My poor girl, man, Lucy, I love you, girl. Shout out. It's going to be a rough few months, but mommy got you.
You know,
I'm going to sprinkle in some.
I was going to say.
Some joy for you.
No, because let's be fair. Last year, and we didn't get to touch on this during the pilot because we kind of were everywhere. But during football season, I do my very, very best to host our family nights.
Yes.
For the girls, because Maya wasn't so much into the football thing either. And now she's gone away to college.
I know.
Our family. I just thought about that. Our family days are not going to be so much family. And then, anyways,
we can focus on doing our Christmas one again. And we talked about a Friendsgiving, so we can just do something when she's home.
Yes. So, but what I was going to say is that our baby girl, Lucy, is so much the baby girl that all three families literally get in a group chat to figure out what next holiday, what next family day, we literally tried to do, if not two, at least one major family night and or girls night every month during the football season. And especially because the holidays have come up.
And they are a blast.
And we do get together so that we are not talking so much football and Lucy yeah. can be reminded that she's loved. She's yes. our baby girl.
Yes.
And we do girl things.
Yes.
So imagine, well, two of the three of us, because I feel like T is far more tapped into her feminine side than I am, I yeah, will say.
Same.
So T can, she when she dolls it up for the girls' days, I just sometimes am
like... She's the crafty one. So she's
is.
Always the one that
she
comes
is.
Up with the good activities.
And, so I just, I provide the venue. I let big sis take over as far
And I just
as,
do the work. I just tell me what you need me to lift, move,
correct.
And stir and cook. And
you're,
I will do that.
You are the hired help. Yep. I am the venue.
Yep.
And we just allow the ladies to...
and Lucy and Talisha host.
Yes. So we just allow those
all game
two,
shows.
Yeah. We just allow those two to run our life. And I would not, and I mean it, I would not have it any other way. And it's been this way for what, 2 years now?
Yeah, it's been pretty.
Yeah,
pretty
we're
cool.
approaching our third year on this. So this is, it's been great. But I just wanted to throw that in there because we talk so much about football. Everyone's like, well, what about that little girl? I'm sure everyone's like, what about that little baby girl? She is very well taken care of. Trust and believe that.
Yeah, for sure.
Moving on, though, fantasy football. You tell me updates. Can you can see my stuff, right?
I can.
So what am I looking?
So what obviously,
am I looking at?
Again, remember, so... There are the scores that are up right now, and then there's also the projected scores. Projected scores are what the computer is saying, this is what your numbers will add up to based on people that have played so far and what we're projecting for the ones that have not, right? So that's why there's two different numbers. So let's see, where are you at in here?
Yeah,
right
how about
now,
you run down and actually
in our
give
family
everybody
one?
A... Yeah.
So in the family one, so
for
Diana
everyone.
Is in our family league. So in that one currently... You can't really tell who's going to win. I mean, you can tell who it's projected, right? So for right now, in the
projection.
Matches between Kevon and myself, as of right now, I'm projected to win, but he has 41 points and I have 12, but I obviously have more players still to play than he does because he's had more players play. So his numbers are higher. That makes perfect sense. That's just how math works. But yeah, so in Leon... versus Kevon's friend Justin, Leon is projected to win.
Are we talking about this week's
This is
projection?
For this week. This is based on who by the end of Monday night's
okay.
games.
Okay, yep. Sounds good.
My mom is projected to beat my sister. My dad is projected to beat Major, which is shocking. But again, these are...
Shout out to Papa.
For now. We'll see. There's a lot of football to play, so we'll see. It can be very heartbreaking. And then, as of right now, it looks like Lucy's going to beat you. But again, that's just projected. As of right now, no games have started. And then in our own little league that Major made for us, and it's just us, our kids, and their mm-hmm. friends. Let's go to the matchups. Right now, Diggy looks like he is going to beat me by like less than 2 points, which is really fun because he and I, our points have been going like up and down.
Oh.
Like we've been going, like we both are expected to have high points.
Okay.
So it's been,
I like that.
Yeah. So that it's been fun to watch. I desperately want to beat him though, cause he's annoying when he wins at things. So desperately
oh,
want to win.
Really?
He is.
Oh.
Yeah. I definitely don't want to lose to him because he's going to be obnoxious and I like him and I don't want to have to punch him. So right now, Major's projected to beat Lucy. Cole is expected to beat Papa, which Papa was not down with. He was like, I cannot lose to Cole. But and you are projected to beat my nephew right now.
Little
so,
Leon.
Yes. So that okay. is what's projected right now. I am in a few other leagues. Right now, I am projected to win two of them, and one of them I'm projected to lose by less than 2 points also. So
okay.
who knows what will happen there. One of them, I honestly don't really.
Oh, football.
I'm not really tapped into, but yeah, so that's a fantasy for this week. I'm excited to get through the week of games and see how the week goes.
Yeah.
However, there is so much football to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, week one, you know, you could be at the top and you can definitely be at the bottom by week 16.
Well, so, no shit.
So but. It's like, you know, but I'm excited. It's fun. I love football and I love football season. I love to watch football. I love just hanging out with my kids and the peace of Sundays and, I don't know, folding laundry, cooking. But I won't be doing that today. I will be watching football and I will be doing an enormous amount of hair because tomorrow is back to school.
Back to school. Back to school.
Yeah, so I have two heads to braid, and they both have quite a bit of hair. So, yeah, that's how my day is going to go today. So, yeah, kids go back to school tomorrow. I'm not excited.
Why?
Not necessarily not excited, like, but I'm also, like, in a bad mood about it. It's just school just gets busy. It's not that I'm yay or nay. Like, the kids got excited. They had back to school night this week. So that kind of got them
going.
Yeah, they got to see their friends, got to see their teacher. So it was like, oh yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
It just means that this busy schedule I have now includes homework and an early bedtime. Yeah. So that part is just
again
stressful.
Shout out to women and moms. Not that men aren't doing it, but wow,
it's okay that we like moms too.
Yes.
So
for real.
So yeah, that's what I got. So I'm kind of getting ready for that, and you know. School can be just stressful.
I'll agree with.
You know, then you're sending your kid off and, you know, some kids aren't great and it is what it is. But can I just mention, I had to take the kids school shopping, obviously, because I still have two little ones that are in school. Yep. My oldest graduated. So that made me think that, oh my gosh, I'm going to have like extra money in my pocket this year because I'm down to two.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
No.
I literally spent my entire life savings.
Stop it.
At the Tacoma Mall.
Well, that's where you went wrong to begin with.
It was just insane.
Took your punk ass.
I'm like, why does this shit? It's insane how much shit costs. I will say that I spent an enormous amount on school supplies. Backpacks are crazy expensive. It's just, it's all expensive and it's ridiculous. And it's, also, the older I get, the concept of back to school shopping is a little wild. We went to school 2 months ago. You didn't grow that much. It was, I literally swear we just were sitting at Kevon's graduation like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
it feels
like. Yeah, that's what it feels like. I agree. That I agree with.
And then we go and spend hundreds of dollars on new clothes, school supplies and shoes a couple of months later. So, you know, it just feels like every couple of months, there is someone somewhere with their hand out saying, please give me all of your money to better whatever it is your kids are doing, some activity. In school, yes, is one of them. So it's just like, feel like it's constantly, money suck.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's for sure. And I almost said something inappropriate about obtaining money by doing the sucks.
I'm glad you didn't.
Not that I wasn't prepared for it, but and just touching on the school shopping thing, Dig's been taking care of for school stuff this year, so that I'm not stressed about. He's taking care of every year.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that mean. I mean it like somebody told him that they were going to get him his cleats this year for football. And obviously that wasn't affordable to him. Mind you, doesn't support in any way, shape, or form. When, well, this will be a good one for here pretty soon. But either way, that loser didn't come through and do what he needed to do like he had said he was gonna. So the winner stepped up, like always, took care of it. So with that being said, I spent $400 and some at Dick's yesterday, just on a whim, getting my kid what he last minute stuff that somebody else said that they were going to get him. So he got his cleats and, you know, all that stuff for football. So thank God I am who I am.
Yeah.
And when Dick looked at me and was like, Mom, I'm going to need some cleats. It wasn't I told you, I just was like, yeah, baby.
Gotcha.
Let's go get ready. Let's Let's go get you. You want two pair of cleats?
Let's get her done.
Let's get her done.
Yeah.
So shout out to women coming through again, just making sure that Homefront is Homefront and taken care of. I do that for real.
Men, please do not. All lives matter. Our woman conversation. We love you too.
Yeah, for real. Just but, some of y'all are a little bit stupider than others, and that's okay.
But there are also stupid women. Apparently, they're Leos. Not you, the other one.
I wasn't talking about you. I see red.
It's because you're wearing a lot of it.
I am wearing a lot of red today, just in honor of my Niners tomorrow. We take the grand stage. Anyways, we are Monday Night Football, motherfucker. Don't even. Today, there is a long list of games.
Yep, that's how Sundays work during
It's just a good... It's a good time is really what I was saying, you motherfucker.
I love you.
Colts and the Texans. I see the Texans taking that game. Yeah, so here are my predictions.
Let's do it.
Jaguars and Dolphins. I definitely seeing the Jaguars taking that. Don't ask me why. I just feel it in my bones. Steelers and the Falcons. I'm going to side with the Steelers on this one.
I feel like Justin Fields will do good.
Yeah. And that's good. Why I'm giving it to them, because they are, I've never been a Russell Wilson fan. Yeah.
Any particular reason or just not?
He was a very overrated player to me.
Oh, okay.
Basically that's it. Good dude. I'm sure he's a good dude. Whatever. Just very overrated player to me as a Seahawks player. Panthers and the Saints. I see the Saints taking that. Bears and Titans. I see Bears actually taking that. Vikings and the Giants. Vikings are going to take that. The Patriots and the Bengals. I'm going to go with the Bengals. Bills and the Cardinals. I take the Cardinals over the Bills. I know. Wicked.
Okay.
Broncos and the Seahawks. I see the Hawks taking that one. And I am not a Seahawks fan.
I know.
Fuck them. But they've got this game today. That is my predictions for... That is the Sunday night game. Really? The Chargers and Detroit?
Yeah.
Okay. I see Detroit taking that. Does Dallas play today? How come I didn't see them on that list?
They do.
The Dallas. Okay.
But so I don't know who they're playing.
Dallas. Honestly. They play the Browns. And I see the Browns taking that because Dak's way too expensive to be throwing a ball. The Raiders. And it looks like the Chargers play today.
Okay.
I see the Raiders taking that. And you know what? I'm not a Raiders fan because they're obviously the Raiders, another team from the Bay. But shout out to their head coach, AP.
Yeah.
I want to see him do his thing this year.
Dog.
A lot of people are hating on that man for no reason. He inherited shit. And I hope he shines that fucking turd. And if it's not the Niners from the Bay taking it all the way, I want to see the Raiders take it all the way this year from the Bay.
Okay.
If that's my option, it's not going to be because the Niners are going to take it all the way again. Okay. That's my hope.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to my Colts, man.
Shout out to your Colts. Good luck today.
All right. AR, I hope you do your thing today. Stay healthy. But yeah, shout out to the Colts. I hope we look like we're doing our thing. And
who's
like
your quarterback?
Anthony Richardson. So I think he's going to, I just hope they protect him because he's a dog and he just needs a chance. So
yeah.
I hope he gets to actually have a full season this year. So yeah, shout out to the Colts. Good luck this year. And yeah. I think we're going to get out of here.
Yeah.
You ready?
I think we're good. Yeah.
All right, everybody. We will talk to you guys next week and make sure you guys continue to grind gracefully.
See ya.
Bye.